More trouble unleashes a wave of refugees out of Lebanon. A chance meeting turns into the passion of a lifetime for a couple headed to India. And sand is pointing people to Jesus in the Middle East. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of Lebanese and Syrian refugees are leaving Lebanon as the government battles militants from Syria. It's not just the Nusra Front, it's also the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Kids Alive International has work in Lebanon. Jed Hamoud explains their concern.
If they can destabilize the government, then the reign of terror will be free anywhere in the country.
They're kind of in the middle of it all.
Somehow, because we get associated with a foreign organization, we become a target for somebody. So how you protect yourself from that? Really, the only way you can do it is rely on the Lord.
Getting freaked out doesn't help, so they talk about God's character and his faithfulness instead. They're investing in a harvest of peace, and you can too.
What you could pray for is really that the word that the children are hearing almost every single day will be instilled in their hearts and their mind, and it'll be effective in their life.
Next, another earthquake has hit halfway around the world. This time, Yunnan Province, China. Now, as Christians, we need to care about this. Thousands are homeless. Moms, dads, sons, and daughters, they're dead, missing, or injured. Just think about your family in this situation. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says their China national team is there and in assessment mode. How's the earthquake affecting the region?
Initial reports, about 400 people killed and 40 to 50,000 homes destroyed.
Well, since BGR has trained national Christians, they're ready to help physically and spiritually.
We've given them the credentials, we've given them the training, they bring the local culture. They are believers, and they're very compassionate in their work. So they're trained how to respond in disaster, but also trained in how to share their faith as they go along.
Listen and share the full interview through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. What would you do if a mob attacked you for telling people about Christ? That actually happened to Jaya, a believer who lives in Nepal. She's been a Christian for about 2 years. She helped over 30 people come to Christ, which is why 20 Hindu ladies got together and beat her up. Voice of the Martyrs USA has brought Jaya to a safe house and will be caring for her needs. Now, if you'd like to help persecuted Christians like Jaya, just visit missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a painful part of growing up is realizing the darker realities of life. For Nathan and Abby Smith of Cornerstone University, those realities define their mission. In high school, Abby found her calling in an article about human trafficking near her home in India.
The fact that girls were being sold, the thought of that was terrible to me. And the fact that they were being sold for a cheaper price, to me, was unfathomable, that a person, a human being, was being sold and was being given a price that was lower than the price of an animal.
She and Nathan have been called to a dangerous area of India to share the greater reality of Jesus' love. While they ask for your prayers, Nathan says,
"But we also know that the gospel has a shining light that's brighter than all these things, and that, as our parents have taught us, you're only safest where God wants you to be."
And if you like art, even if you don't, you got to check this out. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has hired Egypt's first ever sand artist to illustrate Bible stories on a lit glass panel. The 5-minute show reaches audiences where watching TV is a family event. Drawn in first by the fascinating artwork, the families hear stories that impact their faith. Check out an example of this on our website. You'll find a link to support more cool projects with Sat7. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's about telling stories. Now, when you support MNN with a donation of any amount, I want to send you the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson. Now, the book, it provides stories about comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828, or you can also click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.